Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So lots of you have been sending and sharing videos of showgrounds in Pretoria, in Tshwane, that have been, I mean, those videos are so disgusting. Some of the videos that you're sharing are not looking good at all. But you're all complaining about the fact, the state of the showgrounds. You know, we all remember its glory days. And in fact, we for some time used to go there for the IEC. Just it used to be a nerve center for journalists, for politicians, where they used to do all the, you know, media. They would call it sort of their hub, where they would do a lot of the communication with the public after elections. And it used to be really, really well kept. So many of you have been sending and sharing videos and footage of the state it's in right now. And it leaves very little to be desired. MMC of Corporate and Shared Services in the city of Tshwane Metropolitan is on the line with us. MMC Kholofelo Morodi, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
MMC, I'm sure you've also been seeing the footage being shared all over social media about the state of the grounds. I want us to take it back because it wasn't always in your care. The city only took over the precinct, or it wasn't called a precinct, but the property itself, I think, was it in 2011? Was it in 2011? 2021. Okay, so yes. It's relatively quite recent. And what were the plans by the city? What was the city going to do with this particular property?
Yeah, you know, they had grand plans, I must say. They were going to do a conference center. They were going to do all sorts of things. But I think that it was not really well thought out. So just maybe I can bring the viewers, not the viewers, the listeners, up to date in terms of what we have done as a new government. As you would have heard from the sonar, we've set up a mayoral subcommittee that does deal with that building. This is one of them. So it's one of the buildings or the properties that we've identified in the city that have dilapidated. We've been there, done physical inspections. And we feel that this is such a strategic asset, but it's not really generating revenue from the city or generating revenue for the city at this stage. So we are making sure that it has to be prioritized. We need to do a partnership with the private sector. We've engaged several stakeholders, including the university, where we are looking at putting it on the market so that we can get revenue from it. It is huge, and like you've said, that a lot of people have fond memories of it. And it did used to make the city a lot of money. I just, from one of the reports, there was like 50 million that could be generated from the spring show that they would have. So this property does have a lot of potential. It's just that we needed to have the right decisions. And I think a lot of political will to use state assets to generate revenue for the state, and as a result, have service delivery.
Mm-hmm. So maybe just, you know, assist us all, because yes, it was in 2023 that the city announced that they did have, as you said, there were great plans, grand plans at that, to turn the showgrounds into a commercial mixed-use precinct. Is that still a plan, or has the plan changed completely?
No. What we've done at this stage is it's part of the buildings that we have identified. So what we are doing, like I said, we are going to be engaging several stakeholders. The plan now is going to be to do that mixed-use development, like have some sort of a student village there, but you also need a commercial aspect. So we've realized that Tshwane is like a very a unique metro in the sense that we have a lot of universities, more than any other, actually. So there's a need, there's actually a big demand for student accommodation. But at the heart of it, the universities have said to us that they are looking for quality and safety. So currently, a lot of students are housed in either they are living in flats and around Sunnyside, or they are just living in someone's backyard. So the university has said that they want quality accommodation, but they also want safety. So this is one of the discussions we've had with them as well, to say that we've got this property that you can use. But we know that it is too big that it can just accommodate students. So you know there's also a potential that we can have a sporting field there. And it is zoned correctly for special use. So we are pushing for it to be part of a mixed-use development, so that I think we can really sweat the asset, so to say, you know, maximize its potential and raise enough revenue that we can use for our service delivery project.
So what happened? What went wrong with the plans?
You know what? I think there was a lot of negligence, in the sense that it was just left uninhabited. That was, it became prey for criminals and all of that. They started going in, stealing cables, vandalizing it, because there was just no one looking after it. But in terms of the plan, I think it lacks follow through. I think that the previous government didn't really have full commitment to it, or see how it would, how they would see it through. That was the challenge. They didn't have that foresight of what should happen. Or maybe they didn't consult with the market as well. Because it's important, you can have your ideas as a municipality and say you want to have this grand conference center, but you find that the market is not responding to that. They don't see that as a conference center. You need to have that consultation. And that is how we started. We said that we've got this asset. We think it can be used for 1, 2, 3, but let us hear what the stakeholders are saying. And that is what the universities are saying. Just on Monday, we were meeting with the University of Pretoria with the two TVET colleges in Tshwane North College and Tshwane South College as well, discussing with them what their views are on the showgrounds and what they think they can use for the showgrounds. The week before that, we met with TUT, the Tshwane University of Technology. They've also expressed that it is something that they see as feasible for a student village, because I think the issue that they raised that I thought was very important was to say that students don't only want the accommodation, they also want to make sure that there are recreational facilities around them. Because you would have seen a trend, I'll give you an example, if you go to Hatfield, a lot of the things that are surrounding the student accommodation have now become nightclubs. We don't have that positive distraction for students. You know, you don't have the various facilities that different amenities that the students can use, because we know that students need more than just accommodation. They need some stimulation, like your recreational facilities. We could have tennis courts there. We could have various things that can distract students and not be distracted by the nightclub. Mm.
So what exactly is this? Is this going to be a bidding process? I hear you saying you are meeting various people and various interested companies, universities, and the like. What's going to be the process going forward?
Yes. So what is happening now, we are consulting the stakeholders, and then in July, we are going to have an investment summit. So at that investment summit, we are going to invite the various stakeholders, the universities, but also developers, people that are into property. And at that summit, we will put forward the assets that we have. So it's not only showgrounds that is dilapidated. We've also got the city, and we've also got your HB Phillips that is dilapidated. We've got various properties in the city that have high potential but are dilapidated, and that we feel that the market can use. So what we are doing with those assets, we are making sure, one, before the summit, actually, we are making sure that they are zoned correctly. Like, for example, you find that maybe the HB Phillips is zoned for a business. But we know that because of the size of it, there's not enough parking space to do business. So we are now zoning it residential so that it can then be turned into low-cost housing or student accommodation. So the work of the committee was to do that, identify the assets, make sure that all the necessary decisions are made in terms of how do we zone it, what is the best use for it, and then we put it on that investment summit. Investors will be invited to come, and it will be a transparent, open process where various people will be allowed to apply, and obviously the best person will be selected. But what is important is that, of course, we are going to follow the MSMA, because remember, we are part of local government and we are regulated by the Assistance Act.
And so when will the summit happen?
We are earmarking it for July.
Okay.
So a date will be announced. I think we are leaning towards the 18th of July, but it's still there. But the goal is that it will happen in July.
All right. I really appreciate you giving us your time. MMC of Corporate and Shared Services in the city of Tshwane Metropolitan. And that is Kgolofelo Morodi.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.